This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday called an attack that killed about 45 Palestinians in the southern Gaza city of Rafah late Sunday a tragic mistake that will be investigated. In a conversation with VOA's Flashpoint Global Crisis Program, correspondent Linda Gradstein reviews what happened.
Israel says that it was targeting two senior Hamas officials who had been active in supporting attacks against Israel in the West Bank. They were both killed. Israel said that from a preliminary investigation, it appears that the airstrike sparked a fire in the area where a lot of displaced people had been sheltering. It's an area that Israel had designated as a safe zone. And dozens of people were killed and dozens of others wounded. Israel says it was acting within the boundaries of international law and that it will investigate.
That's correspondent Linda Gradstein reporting. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, Monday insisted Israel must abide by the UN top court's rulings and end its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Borrell also questioned the possible involvement of authorities in the settler violence against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. He further pressured Israel to take immediate actions to make sure that tax income meant for the Palestinian authorities are no longer stopped. Borrell insisted Israel had, in his words, driven the Palestinians to the edge of a catastrophe because the situation in Gaza is beyond words. The occupied West Bank is on the brink, risking an explosion any time. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez held a news conference in Madrid Monday to announce a security deal for Ukraine.